Shalom uvracha, welcome heaven bez Hashem. We begin a new year, Toshin Pei Vav, Tzayim Gedalia. And we're learning here a new topic in Shemot 289 of the Pel Yoyetz Shir of Das. The topic here is Das. Das is understanding. Das is our Seichel. Das is what elevates us above the other creatures. Das is that first bracha, as we'll see shortly, of the middle brachas of the Bakashas. It's the first that we daven to Hashem for Das. Ata chayin l'adam Das, Nusach Ashkenaz. Ata chayin l'adam Das. You're chaynin, chanino, matnas chinam. You give man Das. And Chazal tell us a person that doesn't have Das, it's forbidden to merachin on, forbidden to have mercy and compassion on such a person. Of course, the question arises, what do you want from the poor individual? If he doesn't have Das, why is it forbidden to merachim on him? Chazal tell us, Kol mi she'ein by Das, Gmarim brachas, daf lamed gimel med alif, osir lirachim olav. It is forbidden to merachim on such a person. And even stronger, mi she'ein by Das, says the Medrash Rabin vayikra, alif tezvav, Mishain by Das, Nevela Toiva Himenu. A carcass, a dead animal, is better than the person that doesn't possess Das. So the question is once again, if he doesn't have Das, so what do you want from the person? What's his fault? How's it his fault? And as the Pel Yoyetz explains, it's not that he doesn't have Das. He has Das. What's the problem here? He doesn't utilize Das. He doesn't use his gift of Das. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives this person a gift, gives us a gift of Das, of understanding. Deya Bina V'Haskil. And the person doesn't use it. What's the most important part of the Das that a person should utilize? Is to be makir that there's a Bari Olam. Is to recognize there's a creator to this universe. And if there's a Bayri Olam, which there is, then there's a responsibility on each and every one of us to fulfill the Ratzon of the Bayri Olam of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On the flip side, Chazal tell us, Kol mi sheyesh bo das is kilu nivne beis hamikdash biyamav. Whoever does possess das, whoever utilizes this gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ata chaynein la'odam das, Das is a gift from Hashem. That's when the person utilizes his gift. It's not to become his goy, not to become arrogant about it. Is nivne beis hamikdash biyamav. Person who has Das says the same Gemara in Brachas daf lamed gimel amud aleph is as if he built a beis hamikdash in his days. Furthermore, gedoy ledeya, as we had mentioned, Deya Das, understanding, knowledge is so great, so important, which is why it's the first of the Bakashos of the middle brachas of Shemana Esrei. After the first three brachas of Shemana Esrei, where we focus on the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we zone in on the fact that we're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Kodesh Kodashim, standing right in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right in front of Hashem, right in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Kol Yochel. Then after we internalize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that has the ability to give us whatever we need, we begin now the first of the 13 Bakashas, which is Das. Ata Chaynein La'odom Das. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are Chaynein. You give Odom Das. Gemara in the Dharma says, if a person has Das, he has everything. If he doesn't have Das, he might have other things, but he has nothing. Marim Darim, Mem Aleph, Mem Aleph, they made into a song years ago. Das Chesarta Machanisa, Vin Das Kanisa Machesarta. Ve'emez B'Das Tolei Kola Yehudus. Das, the whole Yiddishkeit, is Tolei and Das. And this spiritual battle that man has for perfection, V'chol toive is oilam hazeh v'oilam haba v'chol zeh v'zeh kol ha'odim. It's all tolyan das. When a person trains himself to use this gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us to elevate himself day after day, week after week, month after month, we start now Toshin Pei Vav, a new year. We have to appreciate the gift that we have, this gift of das. Many times when it comes to Shemoneh Esrei, many of us, which is commonly found that we focus by Baruch Aleinu, by Rifa'enu, by Shema Koleinu. We want refuah for those who need refuah. We want parnasa, Shema Koleinu. General, we want everything. We're diving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the Kol Yochel, who could give us everything. Atah Chayin Odom Das is a bracha which many times is said quickly. But we just said over here in the Gemara in Darim, Daf Mem Aleph, Das Chasarta Machanisa, if you're lacking Das, what do you have? Im Das Kanisa, but if you have Das, Machasarta, then what are you missing? And therefore, when it comes to Ata Chayne in La'olam Das, we have to be focused and have a tremendous amount of Kavana in that first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. Michal Shleimus Ha'odim, as we just said, the perfection. We're here in this world now, we start a new year, the whole, and let's say you listen to this tape, this recording, sometime later, not a new year. It's irrelevant, it's the same site. That the focus is on Das. When the person has his Das, he's able to understand and grow. I remember around 30 years ago, I had surgery on my shoulder. I'm lying in Columbia Presbyterian Hospital, looking out the window. The surgery was on my left arm, my left shoulder. So I wear my watch on my left arm. So I wasn't wearing my watch. I had no idea. This is a mashal. I had no idea. Is it 11 p.m. or is it 4 a.m.? Is it the night or is the day beginning soon? Is it 11 p.m. or 4 a.m.? All I saw was black, dark outside in Manhattan, looking out in the big window. Das wasn't there. I was right after the surgery. We have to appreciate this gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us of Das and utilize it. Expand it. Build with it. B'vadei shema shechmir bo'einu shugnoz mi she'ein bay Das ulemisha hoya yachol lilmoy Das machmas israshlusoy ve'geyusoy ve'lechtoyach yitzroy loy lomad Das. So the Pelioids tells us, we learn this whole piece in the Mamari Chazal, from the beginning, that it doesn't mean the person doesn't have Das. It doesn't mean that he Nebuch doesn't have Das. It means he has Das, but he's not using this gift of Hashem. Sometimes you see people have certain talents, and unfortunately they don't use these gifts, they don't use these talents. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives each and every one of us talents. I just found out tonight, one of my nieces has this tremendous, unbelievable artistic ability. I just saw what she could do. Like something like these professionals. She's a young girl. Young lady. She has a tremendous talent. She's utilizing this talent. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives each and every one of us these talents that we have. But the first step to zone in on these talents is Das. And this is what the Pelioids here is discussing. We'll continue with Hashem, focusing on this important midah, this important attribute of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tongues of Das. And the first thing we want to take out from it is daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ata choynim lo'odam Das. You HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you give us this Das, the gift of Das. And we should be zoiche to expound and to develop and to utilize this Das to come to know you as best as we can. And by that, we'll be fulfilling the mitzvahs in our best way, your mitzvahs, which is the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person does a mitzvah, he's fulfilling the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is all Tolyan Das. We only Das to do the mitzvahs, We only das to be makir, mi sha'amar v'hoya ha'olam.